Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street, joined, as always, by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you, Tommy?
Well, Tom, I'm doing great. We are here getting ready. Could you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was like, you might think I'm insane. We are here.
No. It played a little bit. For those of you at home, sometimes we've mentioned it on the show, but sometimes it's hard for us to hear because of the Zoom audio. You guys can hear it because I edit it all together, but sometimes when we play audio for each other, it sounds like silence and we're just staring at each other.
Which is nice. It has its own thing.
You know, this Sunday, a lot of people are going to be talking about X's and O's, but some of my kink friends want to talk about how their X's give them O's. I want to talk about that.
Touchdown.
Yeah, it's the big game this very Sunday. That's why you heard that music. And I realized as I started listening to songs today, we did do a football music episode.
Like, on the main feed?
Yeah, me and Connor and Tim, when you couldn't do it that one time.
But you weren't talking about any of these songs, were you?
No, I don't think so. I think we avoided that. I honestly don't remember what we talked about. It was one of the least put together episodes we've ever done because we were promoting the Colts podcast that, frankly, we haven't done an episode of in maybe a month and a half, and only one person messaged me like, "Hey, are you guys still doing that podcast?" And I was like, "Well, I mean, I guess we could put one out for you." And he was like, "No, it's all right. I was just
put one out for you."
Yeah, he was like, "No, it's okay. You're good. Don't even worry about it. It's just when the Colts are that bad, it's not. It's like if music just all of a sudden." Just fucking sucked altogether. Like every week, music as a genre of art was taking a huge L, which some would say it did this week, and we'll talk about that on the Patreon.
We'll talk about the Grammys.
The Grammys, which people are furious about. It covered my timeline, but we're not here to talk about that, baby.
But to open this up, I think we have found enough songs that we don't even need to, we could just get right into it, but I think... Yeah. You know, a football game opens with the national anthem, and I think we need to open with our national anthem. Mm-hmm. The people know it. The people love it. Take a Knee, My Ass by Neil McCoy.
Yes. I was going to say we have to play this. Yeah.
And the best way to do it is to have a little technical glitch. It's what Neil...
You know what's funny is I just assumed it was playing and I couldn't hear it. I was like, oh, this is a good song. You want me to play it?
My hand upon my heart every time her anthem plays. When I see somebody on TV take their stand on bended knee, whether it's on AstroTurf or grass, I think of those whose freedom was not free, and I say, take a knee, my ass. I'll stand up for...
It still gets me every time.
It's great. It's so good. It's so good. You know what's funny? I think I sent you this song, but I found a list. We found many songs I had never heard. I don't know how they didn't come up at all last time. Mm-hmm. And how I never heard of most of these songs. There are way more songs, mostly in the country genre, that cover the very game of pigskin that we're here to talk about today. But Neil McCoy himself has another football song from like way back in the day. Did you get a chance to listen to it?
I did not get a chance to throw it on yet, yeah.
It's from 1997, I believe. So it's like it's an old-ass song. It's from an album called Be Good At It. It's his sixth studio album. This is just goes to show how easy country music is. Like, he had six albums by 97. I don't know if I know any songs from this album. It's just a step above... like Christian music. It's like you just pump the shit out.
You know what I never put together? We've talked about that song Taking Me My Ass maybe 50 times on this show.
Sure.
I have never put together how funny it is that his name is Neil.
It is. That is. If we really never covered that, that's really funny.
I don't think we've ever talked about the fact that his name literally is Neil.
Oh, that's great. And that maybe that's why he says take a stand on bended knee. He doesn't want to say Neil.
Not me.
He's like, oh, people are going to put this together. I'm kind of like what I don't stand for. So I can't play this whole song because it's so fucking long.
Yeah.
It's 4 minutes and 23 seconds to essentially discuss a breakup at a game. But what I like about this song is he's at a football game, I think for either his high school. I can't imagine it's his college. I think it's his like high school football game.
That's what most of these are about. I know it's a big Southern thing, like Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, and this one is he's being broken up with during the football game that he's at. And he keeps, but what I love about it is he keeps updating the score of the game as the breakup is happening. And it's really like sad and heartfelt. And but the final score is the song, the name of the song is 21-17. So I'm going to play a little bit of it here so people can get a feel for it.
Game was tied at 7-all. She said, let's take a walk. We found a place behind the stands. She said, we need to talk. She went on and on about this town being small and how she needed other things. Just about when they made it 7-10, she gave me back my ring.
Oh my God.
So all of the timestamps here are based on moments in the game that turn.
So
and the other team takes the lead for a little bit. Then they come back and towards the end of the game.
There's a banner hanging down. Jason thrown to the wind. Before I let the tears begin to fall with rain, I made it back in time to see Jason thrown to Bobby Lee and make homecoming history with a knife.
90-yard gain.
I love that it's like football. Jason hit Bobby Lee for
the comedian.
Yes, of course. It's I was trying to think of a comic named Jason, and for some reason I couldn't think of a single one except for Jason Signs, I guess. But I was trying to think of like a really famous Jason. Maybe it's Jason the horror villain.
Of Freddy versus Fame.
Yes, so Freddy versus Jason Fame, of course.
Well, that was
Jason's
the big
quarterback.
Yeah.
He's
that
wearing
was
a
football
mask.
Game.
I guess it makes sense.
Freddy versus Jason football game.
That I would love to watch. We need more sports franchise like crossover in other media. I saw somebody tweet that they were like, yeah, I got an idea for a movie, Star Wars basketball. And I was like, yeah, I would watch that. I can see that working.
So, yeah, we found basically we didn't know what we were getting into when we started this because we thought it was all going to be your classics. Your Are You Ready for Some Football?
Of course.
Waiting All Day for a Sunday Night. And did not realize that there was this whole genre of sad country songs about football. And we'll play a few, but I have to play this. I think we almost have to play this whole song because I turned it off before I got, because I know there's going to be one of those country twists that tries to give you tingles. And the whole first 2 minutes is just about this dude fumble. I'll play it. This is called The Ball by James Otto. And it is a full sad country ballad about fumbling the ball.
If I hadn't dropped the ball,
I would have took it on the way. Homecoming 89 with 10 seconds left to play. We were driving toward the goal line. They were screaming in the stands. I had the chance to be a hero, but it slipped right through my hands. There would have been a big pep rally. They would have hung my jersey.
Right off the bat, one of the funniest verses of all time.
Very good. Just so fucking sad. They would have hung his jersey, and instead he dropped the ball.
The way they make it sound, the way he makes it sound, it's like he didn't get. It wasn't forced out. It wasn't a big hit. He just fully dropped it.
He had the end zone in front of him. He would have for sure scored, and he just like whoopsie, like he was on like not top 10 of SportsCenter.
He was shacked in a fool.
He was like, I like to think he was doing like one of those premature dances to the end zone.
He was hot dogging it. And you might think, okay, that's the low point of the song, but it gets worse.
Yeah.
What happens to him?
Me and Sandy Miller were supposed to meet after the game. I waited by the bleachers, but she never came. I found a note on my windshield underneath the wiper blade with goodbye bleeding through it in the cold October rain. We probably would have gotten married, and those recruiters in from Bama would have called if I hadn't dropped the ball.
And so his girlfriend breaks up with him because he fumbles.
She doesn't. Oh my god!
And then he drops it. Yeah, that's not enough.
That is a fickle relationship, dude. Yeah. I think that. I mean, imagine the things you're gonna go through in a relationship if this is what.
That she doesn't even. She won't even look him in the eye. She leaves a note on his car.
Note.
And then he drops in.
Goodbye, Jesus.
He drops in after. Also, there were recruiters from Alabama there. That he'd showed enough to get recruiters from Alabama, but the one fumble.
Yeah, but one fumble, and they were like, yeah, we can't take that type of risk. We need guaranteed locked up hands at all times. One fumble, you're out of. You cannot be in the NFL.
Your entire career has changed. Yeah. Okay, so that's as far as I listened, and I stopped because I was already laughing so hard, and I wanted to hear where it goes live. So we have not heard where it goes past this.
Yeah,
I'm assuming it's going to end up being a good thing that he fumbled, but we'll see. Ran away from town.
Yeah, he skipped town. Your mama,
and the rest, I guess you know.
That's a classic country turn right there.
Yep.
It turns out he's singing
how
to
I
his
met your
kid,
mother
but he only met because he fumbled. Yep.
Yeah, he wouldn't have had all this. Like, this is what God intended for him to drop the ball. But I think I would like a version of this song where he's still pissed. Like, he's like, I got this mid-ass kid now who also drops the ball.
The butterfingers, too.
Like,
and
you
a
know,
butter
you
face as well.
Met your ugly mom. You should have seen this other lady who left me at the prom. Yeah.
I think that's enough of the ball, but I just, it's, that made me laugh so hard when I was listening
to it. It's really funny. Yeah. It's such a stupid fucking idea. I love that he skips town. He ran out of town because he dropped the ball.
He doesn't go to college. His whole life is so fucked.
He certainly doesn't go to Bama. He never looks at a football again, it sounds like.
Oh my god,
that is really good. That is, it's so melancholic, it's simple, but it's, you know, fucking, that's really good. That's like a parody of a fucking,
it really is. It's yeah,
that's great.
I want to do one more, then I'll let you take over. This is this is one we've talked on the show before about getting the pop country songs that are designed to give you the tingle, and sometimes they really do. And this one, I was laughing at, and then it did. This is Kenny Chesney's Boys of Fall. When you're watching the Chiefs and Eagles, just think about this shit.
When I feel that chill, smell that fresh cut grass, I'm back in my helmet, cleats and shoulder pads. Standing in the huddle, listening to the call. Fans going crazy for the boys of fall. They didn't let just anybody in that club. Took every ounce of heart and sweat and blood to get to wear those game day jerseys down the hall. The kings of the school, man, we're the boys of fall. Well, let's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's fighting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air already. Yes, sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess. One man, you got a song. The boys are fall.
So here's the thing.
Yes.
In that song, part of the emotional hook is the coin toss, which I think is very funny. Call it in the air, and we'll take the ball. It's like the least emotional part of a
it's
football
just
game.
Basic football shit. It's like they just kind of. Almost explaining the rule, like the process, the procedural shit, and the thing. It's like, now pick which side you'd like to defend.
Wind's blowing out, so
yeah, keep in mind the mind of the wind.
But then it did get me on the when it starts being all for one and one for all. I'm like, that's nice that they support each other on the team.
This one, you know, usually country songs have a moment where they get me. This one did not at all. I was like, this fucking sucks.
It does suck.
It's really bad. I mean, there's a lot here. I did listen. I went back and listened to the John Tesh football song, which is just good. It's just like synthy.
Did he do a football one too?
Yep, they had him do a football one too. I mean,
I've probably heard it if you play.
It was from I think the late '80s to the early '90s, and then they got rid of it. I'll play some of it just so people. But it's called like Gridiron. What the hell is it called? Damn it, I had it pulled up here. Gridiron Dreams. And it's going to sound a lot like the old the basketball one.
Round Ball Rock, I believe it's called.
Ball Rock. Yeah. Here it is.
Thank you.
pretty good, intense shit. I think
he went so hard on that. He was just going crazy.
He showed his whole ass on this. Yeah, that's beautiful stuff. You're going to want to play some football to that.
He probably put on eye black before he recorded that. Just like full pads. Like, let's fucking go.
So this one lasted from 89 to 91. And then I think they were like, we got to get some more hardcore shit in here. We need some lyrics. I do love the people. There's a bunch of comments on this one like, bring this back, NFL. How dare you fucking change the thing I loved so much. It's like, it lasted for 2 years, brother. It's not like... Yeah, NBC should use this for Sunday Night Football and Football Night in America. I don't know if that's true. It's not really modern. No offense to old John Tesh, but it's it's a good time. Who else did I listen to?
I got one if you want to look one up.
Yeah, Luke Combs had more than one, but I didn't like any of them, and they were also barely about football. They'd be like one line.
Okay.
Are you going to play the Billy Currington
one? That's exactly what I was going to play.
That's the one that I want to hear. Yeah, this is what's crazy.
Billy Currington, one of our great poets, he taught us that God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy, famously. And this is a song he wrote on his album, which we all remember, called Summer Forever, which is about the climate crisis. And it is a warning to all of us. He is so concerned. This is called Drinkin' Town with a Football Problem.
Uh-oh.
We need to go like 30 seconds in.
And true believers all gathered on a Friday night, singing to the stars and stripes. We're drinking town with a football problem. The two main things we all have in common, we love them both.
Don't want to solve them. I do think they need an intervention with the for the. It'd be funny if they quit football and just leaned more into the drinking part. I think they should get in.
It's such a bad hook. It's so
that
funny.
Sucks.
And it's like that minor key. So it's like it's brutal. So
I just love how none of these songs. Like, I mean, I think maybe the best version. The song that's the waiting all day on Sunday night.
Yes.
That's like, those are good. You're like, yeah, this is what this should be, I think. Right? Like, I'm trying to think of one song about, because we talked about this on when Connor and Tim were on, but the songs that, you know, get you fired up for football usually don't really talk about football. It's like the
almost categorically it's a bad idea to have the song about football.
Like the song, like the AC/DC Thunderstruck, when it plays in Varsity Blues, that's a very fun football song. The soundtrack to Friday Night Lights with the
Explosions in the Sky,
very fun, like majestic football moments. But when you're just like, yeah, the coin flip is important. It's not. It just doesn't make you feel. It's like too put on or something. But I am. I do like the idea of rolling up to the game playing this. I think we got to listen to "Had Me at Halftime."
Yes. "Had Me at Halftime," which is by. You know him from saying the N-word. It's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, shit. I did not know that.
He had a big scandal where he was recorded saying the N-word.
Yikesie. Whoopsie. Drinking down.
All right.
Man. A drinking town, by the way. Sounds cool. Oh, yeah. I recognize this guy. Oh, shit.
So this is kind of an inverse of what we've been talking. We've had some breakup songs. This is about falling in love at the old game.
Yeah.
You were talking trash, we were tossing bags when I called your name at a cornhole game. September Saturday in Rockettop on top of G10 parking lot. Said, girl, where you sitting? I got an extra ticket, it's right on the 50.
So you'd have thought it'd be the post-game kiss that we
sure.
are. Everyone has.
We know the post-game kiss. It's what they do. It's usually like in the locker room. There's a post. The reporter is there. They give you your little post-game kiss.
I did find a good headline about him saying the N-word because I wanted to make sure I didn't make that up, but he definitely did. And there is a video of it.
TMZ. Cool. Let's play it for the folks.
This is the headline from NBC News. Morgan Wallen, caught using N-word, says he hasn't, quote, thought about racism in country music. So he'll get around to thinking about it soon.
Yeah, he should think about that a little bit.
I do remember that because it was very fucked up. Obviously fucked up that he said it, but the thing that was terrifying was that his sales shot up after that happened.
Sure, yeah. This is the problem with, this is why we have a tough time respecting country music, and frankly why I don't think cancel culture is as big of a problem as people seem to think. Usually it means... that you're about to make a lot of money.
Yeah, a 1,220% increase in digital album sales following the incident.
Lord.
So, in other news, we will be saying the N-word live.
We have a new strategy. Look, I need people are like, why did you do that? And you're like, look, man, I needed a house. I needed to buy a house. I'm sorry, I didn't want to say it. I don't believe in it, but in saying that, but I needed the money.
Okay, so we talked about Hank Williams Jr. recently, and we all know the Are You Ready for Some Football? I don't think we need to play it, but there's another Hank Williams Jr. song that I hadn't heard before today that I think is a lot of fun called All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over to Watch Football. So let's hear a little bit of that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
There is a version of this song that is about football, and this is not it. This is just about him having a party.
I was going to say, I feel like I've heard the football one before, and I've definitely heard this one before, but I was like, is this the song? Like, is this it? And I'm just misremembering. I like it.
Hey, that's a fun song. He opens up talking about ketchup.
It's the best seat in the land. Do you know how long I've been a Monday night fan? Yep. I remember all the big games, all the trick plays. It's been here for 20 years, and here it's going to stay. I got to get ready, make everything right, because Monday night football.
baseball coming on tonight.
Yeah.
So he adapted it for Monday Night Football. Okay.
Very well done. You're listening to that song, you're like, how the fuck is he going to fit football into this? There's no place for it.
As far as iconic opening lines go from the original song, I got ketchup on my blue jeans. It's a pretty incredible way to start the tune.
Yeah. That's great. I like to think he hops into the studio. He's just singing about what he sees. he's that ketchup on his blue jeans. He goes, this is song worthy.
My zipper is down.
Yeah, he has a lot of women in his life. That's pretty cool. yeah, that guy's killing it. That rules. Yeah, I got distracted for a second because I was reading a little bit about this Morgan Wallen N-word thing, and it's apparently he was misunderstood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's a pretty tough one to be misunderstood with, I would say.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man.
Let's do the old classic Faith Hill.
Yeah, Faith Hill. I wanted to talk about this one. Let's hear it.
That's a classic.
Yep. Do you know who sang that song before her? Like, who was the immediate predecessor?
I know who sang it after her, but
yes,
I don't know before.
Which is that Carrie Underwood?
Underwood? Yes,
right.
Faith was the original.
What's that?
Faith Hill was the original, I think.
There was one before her.
Oh, there was one before. Okay.
Mm-hmm. In 2006, because she took over in 2007, singing "Waiting All Day." I don't know if it's the same song.
Okay.
But it's the same spot. It's the singing the Sunday Night Football song.
So
it's
this
a pretty
is kind
weird
of like,
one.
This is like the Pope, where you kind of cycle through them until they die, and then.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I mean, my
and then vape smoke comes up when it's time to have a new person.
My immediate guess, based on just what the song is Reba.
No, that's where I would go too. This one is insane. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Rufus Wainwright.
Yes, that is right. It was Rufus and Ludum, or whatever you say his fucking name. This is an. I think of it as more of an alti or type. I wouldn't think this person was a football person, but let's just say that L.A. Reid gave her some advice that
it was
that
pink?
Pissed her off. It was Pink.
Wow, I would not have gotten that. Yeah,
yeah. Pink sang it before, and because I was reading about if there was a controversy when Faith Hill gave this up, and she said it was emotional. She just decided that it was time to let someone else rock the mic, and she said it was a difficult decision and kind of emotional. I want to know about the emotions that go into stopping singing that fucking song, but good for her.
The comments on the Faith Hill one are very anti-Carrie, I will say. They're all talking about how they
really?
Like Faith's version more. This woman says, I like Faith Hill's video more. It's short, more emphasis on the players and sport. It's not really
Yeah, I'm sure she had something to do with that. Faith Hill, why would this is funny. Faith Hill leaves Sunday Night Football. Why was she there? This is from the Phoenix New Times. I will say, because this was, it's, I think it says 2007 is when she took over. I do remember, so I guess I would have been, I just graduated high school. There was something about that performance that I was like, are we supposed to be, like, it felt like one of those things where you're supposed to be horny or something like, when you're watching it, but I just never quite got there, you know?
But here's some anti-Carrie comments from the Faith, because they get pretty nasty in here, and I'm kind of shocked by it. This is a debate I didn't think was going on. Carrie messed up the great version of Faith Hill. It sounds awkward on so many parts. In the
so awkward.
Say that song is awkward. And then it's time to remove Carrie Underwood now is the next one. Much better than Carrie Underwood. Carrie just whines. And then this is my favorite. Faith Hill is much better than Snarky Underwood.
Snarky. God, that's great.
How is that song snarky?
Like, you're watching the most, there could not be more, like, genuine. There's been nothing less snarky of all time than that football song. It's so genuine and without any kind of, like, irony. It's just right on the paper for you that this is an American fucking thing. Snarky. That is great. I mean, I think they got to get the Prince of Snarkness in there singing.
Thank
up a
you.
This is a crazy. So this is from a real publication about. This is just a weird pull quote. It's from the Phoenix New Times. It says Sunday night's football. Sunday Night Football's connection to Faith Hill was never so tenuous as the World War II channel's connection to pawn shops, but the same mission creep is evident. Faith Hill was brand extension for Sunday Night Football. She appeals to the demographics that stand off to the side in beer commercials about creating party-hardy man caves out of aluminum cans without being a total departure from the Hank Williams-y history of football intros. So that sounds like they think, like, oh, these women, they're going to see Faith Hill. They're going to be like, this is my type of game. Yeah, this is very goofy. But you got to think, Pink was there first. I want to look up, I should look up Pink football. This is going to be hard. Pink Sunday Night Football. Let me see if this works. It's probably going to show me some breast cancer awareness shit. No, here we go. Original Sunday Night Football open with Pink. All right.
Let's hear
see
it.
What this is like. There's a little... Oh, God damn it. There's a full 15-second ad. They really make you pay to see this. Let's see some comments in the meantime. Man, these effects have not aged well. The best NFL song. No other version compares. Oh, that sucks. All right. Here is the Pink version. See, this is a better version. First of all, they're talking about the Colts. The greatest team to ever play. John Madden's in it. This is where we're at, baby. God, she now says, I want to watch Sunday Night Football, finally.
She says,
I'm finally
hey,
hyped for football now that we've heard this.
Super Bowl week, yeah. Hey, Jack, she says like she's Joe Biden. I got a couple in the
Jack,
peanut gallery.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, it's a fact. But before I go to the peanut gallery, we can't do football songs without me hearing a little of my beloved Chicago Bears.
Sure.
And their iconic Super Bowl shuffle.
Let's hear it.
And dance all night, I gotta get ready for the Sunday fight. Now I'm as smooth as a chocolate swirl. I dance a little funky, so watch me, girl. There's no one here that doesn't like me. My Super Bowl shuffle will set you free.
You don't need to listen to any more of it, but that's that part great. Makes me. There's no one here that doesn't like me. It's such a funny.
I like that. That's a good thing to say when you jump into a party.
There's no one here that
doesn't like me. Bro, by the way, just because, you know, I famously am a Colts fan, you a Bears fan. Now, there's a little business that needs to be done here, because the Bears have that very valuable number one.
You want to negotiate this trade on live?
Let me just see if we can get a little. Let's just knock this thing out here. Why even dilly dally? What exactly do you need for this pick?
Okay, I'm looking at the Twitter comments. And just because we were just talking about it, Tyler Snodgrass posted a picture. He has a book that claims that "Are You Ready for Some Football" is one of the greatest country songs of all time. The Hank Williams Jr. song.
I mean, I have to agree, to be honest. I mean, it's up there. That's great.
Payton, I'm going to play this really quick because I'm intrigued. There's a song, an old Packers player in the 90s tried to write a song about the Lambeau Leap. So I just want to hear a little bit of this because I hate the Packers and I'm hoping that it sucks.
Let's
what if
go.
It's amazing?
What if we love it? No.
First and goal for the Packers. Yeah, yeah. Bennett, the long set back. Yeah, Brooks is wide right. There's a snap. He has a man opening his zone. It's Brooks touchdown back.
Hear you. Come one, come all. Let me tell you how I started stand jumping for y'all. My idea came from Leroy Butler, you know, but he stuck to the wall like Velcro. I said, Roy, let me use that gesture, my man. So I proceeded to jump all in the stands. Now you see, the rest is just history. Now there's a special bond between the players and fans, you see. From now on, I'm gonna show him much love. Every time I score, I'm going to get me a hug from a Packer fan. The best in the land. I'ma never stop jumping in the stands, my man. They make you.
That's incredible.
So the actual song is not bad. The rap before is bad. It's really, really bad.
Find me the producer who suggested they start a cappella, please.
It's really bad.
Bad choice.
Also, it's funny because he's taking credit for coming up with the idea of jumping in the stands, but he immediately gives the credit to somebody else who just couldn't jump high enough, I guess. He's kind of like body shaming. He's not. This is bad. God damn, this phone keeps.
I did famously do a Lambeau leap myself once. Mm-hmm. I was on the field at Lambeau, got to do it, and the Packers fans did very kindly hold me up, which was.
That is pretty cool.
It was, and I was wearing a Bears jersey, so it was very, very sportsmanlike.
Wow.
I will say.
In many ways, that's, I think it's kind of insulting. I think that they're not threatened by Bears fans, and you should be actually pissed that they disrespected you like that.
I got one more from the comments that I want to play.
Okay. We got more on the Patreon than I thought we would.
Okay, so I'll do this. This is the last one from the Twitter then. This is from @Garf93. It said this was Grammy-winning producer Ricky Reed's band before he made a bajillion dollars being a pop producer. It starts with a hungover backyard football game, then becomes a crisis about getting older. So let's listen to that. Just seems like something I would enjoy. So. And if you send a song in, make sure it doesn't load too long.
Yeah, come on, people. Have some decency.
Nothing like I expected it to sound
no.
like. I'll have to check out the rest later, but
yeah.
I'm intrigued. So they keep sending that in.
Intriguing song.
sounded like
it was way more football specific.
Who's that dude we talked about with Tim?
Charlie, him. No.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like the he just sings Jane Fonda. It sounded like that to me a little bit.
Oh yeah, fuck the college like rappy guy. Shit, I cannot remember. Do the Jane Fonda.
Mickey Avalon. It sounds a little like Mickey Avalon to me.
Yeah. Yes. 100%. All right. Like I said, we got some comments on the Patreon here. First off, Matthew Potter says, "Halftime, stand up and get crunked by the young by the Ying Yang Twins is forever linked with Pigskin via NFL Street 2."
Great game, by the way. NFL Street.
Oh my I really God. Wish they would bring it. They kind of did it in Madden, but it's not nearly as good.
It sucks. Yeah, the yard or whatever. Yeah,
it's a big bummer because that game was so fun. It was like the closest thing we've had to NFL Blitz, but with like but with real players and stuff. It was really fun. I wish they would bring it back. And he says, "While I have everyone here, why does Tom always want people to think Tommy is the one who loves horses?" Well, why do you think, Matthew? Because the man simply can't get enough of fucking these big dick horses.
What the hell?
Anyway, next question. I do want to put up, put on just for a second the halftime stand up and get crunk song. Just for a second. Stand up. Where the hell is this? Halftime. Ying Yang Twins. Here we go.
Oh. Oh, again. They were playing a D. Oh, came on back. Oh, we needed to win. We jumped out like a jack in the box. I'm like a adder with a back door sack in my sock. Tell them how we gonna go.
Yeah, that song's sick. I like that. We don't have enough time to play any more of it, but that is a good time. Next comment here, JV says, "Dudes, I am so excited to share this with you. Maybe the greatest song and video of all time. Football has never been hornier." Oh, shit. It's Let's Ram It, the NFL Rams football team song. I can't believe I've never heard of this.
That is that feels like a bit. I know it's not, but it's like, Let's Ram It. Oh my God.
That's apparently so it got a lot of play after the Super Bowl win last year.
Oh yeah, that's
that
so
is
funny.
Great. That is really funny. All right. Yeah, Ram It. You gotta watch that video. That's a good time. Thank you, JV. Larry G. Huffman says, "I'm late, but great show in Bloomington. First show there."
Did he direct that to one of us? Or? It could have been either of us.
I was just at the Bloomington Comedy Attic. I appreciate you coming around.
Could have been me from 2 years ago. He said he's late.
Very late.
A show you also were on. But
worth the drive. Thank you for coming out, Larry. That's very sweet. And also says, Larry also says, football anthem for the UK is always live on the bright side of life. Or is always live. I'm an idiot. Football anthem for the UK is always live on the bright side of life. Now I understand. Interesting. All right. Well, this is the Super Bowl week, Larry. We're talking about football.
There was one comment on Twitter that also did a football based.
We ain't talking
European
about all
football.
That shit this week. Don't let the liberal media make you think otherwise. This is America week. Nick C says Hank Jr.'s Monday Night Football theme is undefeated except by the liberal media. Thank you, Nick C. Joey Yates says All Kinds of Time by Fountains of Wayne is a really good one. I love that they wrote such a great song describing only a few seconds of time. They would also be a fun appreciation episode. Have we done an appreciation of Fountains of Wayne?
No, we should.
We should do that. Yeah,
I've said it before on here, I think, but that guy who passed away. Sorry, I'm forgetting his name, and I feel bad about it. But he wrote
That Thing You Do.
I was going to say, yep. My favorite, yeah. One of my favorite songs of all time, That Thing You Do.
Mm-hmm. No, we definitely have to do that. And thank
Adam Schlesinger. That was
yes. We don't have time to listen to the thing because we got to record a Patreon still. But yeah, that maybe we'll listen to that on the Patreon. But that that's awesome. I did not know about that song. All right, really quickly, I'll see if there's some on the Facebook as well. There's a ton here, actually. We might have to talk about these on the Patreon too. Somebody suggested Boys of Fall by Kenny Chesney. Yep. Alex Brady says, I will always associate Foo Fighters My Hero with Varsity Blues. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's a great scene. Mud Football by Jack Johnson.
Oh my
truly
god
stinks.
I hate that song and I totally forgot about it. Wow.
And then also Wrong Sport, but you guys should dedicate an entire episode to Marlins Will Soar by Scott Stapp.
Yes.
Guess what, buddy, we basically did.
We've talked about it a lot for sure.
It's definitely been played on the show. I mean, Derek Hart says, I mean, it's got to be Bear Down, Chicago Bears.
Yes.
Shut up.
Yes, I mean, it's Derek. Yes.
That is, no, I'm playing. I have that song memorized, and I taste Malort whenever I hear it.
Yeah,
it's
we
great.
Sing it every time they score at Canal Bar.
Yeah,
we watch all the Bears
it's a staple, yeah. Baby. Robert Cochran says, my favorite is Ludacris. What's your fantasy? And which he says, we can do it at the Georgia Dome on the 50-yard line while the Dirty Birds kick for three. That's great. It's so funny to think
about
of that
line.
As a
that's
football song. Yeah, that's great.
But then he said it's during the game. It's so funny. Yeah. It's not like they sneak in after hours. It's like there's an active.
It is fully during the game. That's great.
Active football.
All right. We got to get over to the Patreon. So if you're a hey, $3 a month gets you on that Patreon, baby, and we do bonuses, and we you get ad-free episodes, and you get your thoughts guaranteed to be read on the pod. So get over there. We could use you. All right. I will be in Detroit this very weekend with a friend of the show. You just heard him on the pod last week. Mike Cronin's opening.
Hey.
It's going to be a great time. The club is called One Night Stands. I'll be there Thursday through Saturday. And then at the end of the month, I'll be at Milwaukee at Laughing Tap, which I've heard is a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Very excited. And in a couple months here, my album, Takar Noir, is coming out. So Keep an eye out. It'll be free on YouTube as well. So get out there. Tommy, what you got?
Yeah, just get on the Patreon, and thank you all for everything.
Oh, okay.
And to quote LeBron James, fuck, man. Thank you.
Let's go.
Were you watching that?
No, I didn't get to see it.
He said fuck on TV. It was wild.
How does he get away with this shit? All right. Jordan could never. All right. Keep it crispy. We'll see you next week. Bye.